In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists what Obama's next big compromise will be. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Blythe Haga. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Showbiz Zinfandel and Lorna White with Gary Yak. The senior producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will President Obama compromise on next? Roy Blunt Jr.
Okay, but I'm still going to be vice president.
Amy Dickinson.
Okay, President Obama is concerned about religious divisiveness in this country, and so he is triangulating between Ramadan, Christmas, and Hanukkah. So our new holiday will be called Rama Hanukkah Mas.
And Maz Jobrani.
In that same vein, the Republicans will argue he's Muslim. He'll say he's not. They'll settle on him being Jewish.
Well, if President Obama compromises on any of that panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Roy Blunt Jr., Amy Dickinson, Maz Jobrani. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.